Sam McBride is here, investment analyst at New Constructs, where they evaluate securities looking for trouble. And that's what we're going to do. We're looking for trouble again today in the Danger Zone. Welcome to the Danger Zone on Money Life. This is where we talk with the experts at New Constructs, a securities firm that is basically forensic accounting meets savvy governance insight and free cash flow modeling. And when you put it all together, what you come up with is a model that is very different from the way most people evaluate securities, because most folks do it from the top down. They look at surface levels, at the basic numbers and things that maybe can pass through accounting shenanigans, and they take a look and say, you know, hey, does this look good? Well, at New Constructs, they ask a different question.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
That's what they're asking about the stocks that they look at and the securities they look at. They dig in at the bottom, work their way up through the footnotes. And what they find is a truer picture that allows them to say, yeah, this is where something is misleading and dangerous. Maybe something else is misleading, but on a good side winds up being attractive. If you want to learn more about how it works, go to newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter, at newconstructs, and they blog about their Danger Zone picks. So if you want more information on anything you hear us discuss, you have the ability to check it out on the website. Sam McBride is standing in for David Trainer again this week. Sam, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jack.
Who's in the Danger Zone this week?
The SEC and the Financial Accounting Standards Board, the FASB.
Danger!
Okay, so the SEC and FASB, the Financial Accounting Standards Board, are in the danger zone. Now, it's different when we put an agency in the danger zone as opposed to a security, because when we're looking at a security, we're going, here's trouble. When we're looking at a regulator like the SEC or somebody who's setting standards like FASB, when they are in the danger zone, there is trouble that's going to emanate out from whatever they are doing. So what have they done that puts them in the danger zone and therefore creates dangers for all of us?
Yeah, and really, you know, like you said, instead of it being their trouble, what's happening now is that it's going to become harder for investors to spot certain signs of danger because the SEC and the FASB are eliminating disclosure requirements and getting rid of some valuable information that has historically been in corporate filings and won't be going forward.
What are they taking away from us?
Yes, the two big things. The SEC is removing a requirement to include a table that is called the Ratio of Earnings to Fixed Charges Exhibit. Sounds pretty nerdy, and a lot of the stuff in that table is actually elsewhere, but there is one important item called amortization of capitalized interest. That just does not exist anywhere else and won't be available to find anymore. Now, amortization of capitalized interest, that is when companies take on debt for a big, big project, and some of the interest associated with that debt, rather than being expensed right away, is capitalized. It's put on the balance sheet and amortized over time. And so as a result, what happens is that a financing cost, interest, ends up turning into an operating cost on the income statement. It turns into amortization. And so what we do with that is we take that and we remove that from operating expenses because it's not an operating cost. It's a finance cost. And so we adjust that out of our models to make sure you're getting the real operating profits of the business. But now without that disclosure, we just won't be able to do that anymore. There's not going to be that information to fully understand the operations of these businesses.
So what is an investor to do? And can you give us an example of maybe a company where here's the information we have now, and how does it change the picture to have nothing?
Yeah, so there were a large number of companies. Past 3 years, we found 327 instances of this adjustment for 166 different companies totaling $8.2 billion. Now, one company in particular that notice here, a lot of these are home builders. Most of these home builders, we do expect that they're going to end up finding ways to disclose this elsewhere because it is a big portion. But the Boeing company, which of course is one that's been in the headlines a lot recently, that's one where Last year, they had $92 million worth of this amortization of capitalized interest, 1% of their operating profit. And we just don't know going forward whether that's going to be something we're able to see, whether that's going to make it so we can't get the clearest picture of their actual operating profitability.
Going forward, we just lose this, and does that ultimately mean there's nothing else that's going to show up? I mean, this becomes a black hole. There's no information there, and there's no other telltale signs for this particular problem. So if this comes up and bites you on the butt as an investor, you're just going to have to deal with it?
That seems to be the case. Companies, we'll still have the choice potentially to disclose it elsewhere, but most companies don't, and we don't expect to see companies disclosing this since they're not required to anymore, and generally companies don't want to disclose any more than they're required to.
And was there a specific reason why they said, yeah, you don't have to disclose this anymore?
They basically just decided that they wanted to reduce the burden on companies. They wanted to make it less costly, less difficult to file. And the table that they're getting rid of here mostly is containing information contained elsewhere. But the SEC did note that this particular item is not available elsewhere, but they still decided that they would just rather simplify things for filers rather than make it useful for investors.
Yeah. So we're going to have to wait and see who becomes the first company where this is the void that they step in and it winds up becoming a loophole that catches investors in just the wrong position. But that's why the SEC and FASB are in the danger zone this week. Eliminating disclosure requirements. Yeah, that's just plain creating danger. Sam McBride, thanks for joining me to talk about it.
Thanks for having me, Chuck.
That's Sam McBride, everybody. He is investment analyst at newconstructs.com. And if you want to get more information about all of our danger zone picks, everything they talk about here, but just also how their system works, go to newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter at newconstructs. We are heading for home on today's show. Up next, it's the Market Call. Stay tuned. This is Money Life.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.